This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 17, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Southwest Airlines yesterday reported a first quarter 2009 net loss of $91 million, its third straight quarterly loss, and the first time in almost 18 years the carrier hasn't been able to juggle the numbers to show at least a small profit. That loss works out to 12 cents per diluted share, compared to a net income of $34 million or 5 cents positive per share in last year's first quarter. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly commented, quote, "We face the toughest revenue environment in our history. Although competitively strong and financially resilient, we are not immune to the challenges the worldwide recession is having on air travel," unquote. Southwest also officially announced to employees yesterday it will reduce its workforce in coming months through a system-wide voluntary early out program. The airline has also frozen hiring and capped executive pay raises indefinitely. Hawker Beechcraft yesterday reported first quarter net sales of $537 million. That's down almost $39 million from a year ago. Business and general aviation aircraft deliveries totaled 57 during the quarter. That's down from 72 a year ago. HBC recorded an operating loss of $41.2 million, compared to a loss of $1.5 million for the same period in 2008. Despite the increased operating loss, after-tax income was $66.9 million. Compared to a net after-tax loss of $31.3 million for the same period in 2008. HBC says it faces no immediate crisis. You can get more details on both these stories in text form at aero-news.net. U.S. domestic airlines haven't really had to worry much about competition from railroads for decades, but President Obama is making high-speed rail a priority. Standing with Vice President Joe Biden and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, the president yesterday announced a new push for intercity high-speed rail to reduce dependence on cars and planes and to spur economic development. The plan is to use $8 billion in stimulus funds and another $1 billion a year for 5 years from the general budget. The Federal Railroad Administration will begin awarding the first round of grants by late summer. The report issued yesterday formalizes 10 potential high-speed rail corridors for federal funding in regions of high population density. The president commented, quote, "High-speed rail is long overdue, and this plan lets American travelers know that they're not doomed to a future of long lines at the airports or jammed cars on the highways," unquote. It's been a big week for product announcements for Avidyne. The resurgent avionics company announced yesterday its new Integra Release 9 integrated flight deck will be available as a retrofit for Integra-equipped Piper PA-46 Meridian, Mirage, and Matrix aircraft. We'll hear much more about what's happening at Avidyne from the company's Tom Harper next week on Tuesday and Wednesday in the Aero News special feature. And Integra won't be the only choice for Meridian buyers. Garmin announced yesterday it has certified the G1000 for the PA-46-500TP. Initial deliveries are expected to begin immediately, and Garmin's synthetic vision technology will be standard equipment. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Are those new full-body scanners TSA porn? How do you bail out of a King Air at 23,000 feet? And corks are popping at Sun Country Airlines. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with John King about the revised online icing operations course now available from King Schools. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.